Becky Mitchell, joining you from the Holmes Theater. With me, I have Catherine Canudula Karg and Andy Karg. So, Andy and Catherine Karg, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Hey.
Great. And they will be joining us on this Sunday at the Holmes Theater for a show of Very Merry Christmas, correct?
That is right. We are really looking forward to it.
Good, good. Now, Catherine, you have strong roots with Detroit Lakes. You're a DL native, correct?
Absolutely. Born and raised. I lived here all the way until I moved away for college, but this is my hometown. I come back quite a bit.
Great, great. And we also know many of us are familiar with you in a different capacity throughout the state, correct, as well?
Yes, I was Miss Minnesota in 2010, and that was a huge honor, and I felt so blessed to be able to represent the state and to be from kind of a smaller town, because usually Miss Minnesota's come from like a big city or, you know, something like that. So it was a huge honor, a great opportunity and experience for me, and I feel very blessed I've had that.
Great. So how did you make the leap from DL Native, then to Miss Minnesota, and now a music venture with your husband?
Well, I went to school in Nashville for like a year and a half. It wasn't a great fit school-wise, but I can tell that I was supposed to go there for a reason, because that's where I met Andy, my husband now. And so when I decided that I really wanted to come back and pursue Miss Minnesota, I moved away. I came back here and we did long distance. And so we just really stayed in touch, like really worked on our communication. And then he was just finishing up a tour with his band. He was in a band for 7 years, touring across the United States, playing in casinos and bars and cruise ships, you name it. And after that, he decided, well, I guess I'll move to Minnesota.
I guess I'll chase her here. Yeah, frozen tundra.
There you go. Well, you know, we have big warm hearts here, even though the ground is frozen. So you two met and performed, and how long have you been performing together then, since that time?
I've always been performing, and I guess with what she does, I kind of just pulled her into my world a little bit, and just to season her even more than she already is. She's an incredible pianist. And I kind of challenged her to, you know, use her other talents. She's been a choir director at Frazee Sacred Heart for years, and she's always had this beautiful voice, and I really wanted to utilize that.
I was always too chicken to sing by myself until I started singing with Andy, and I just love doing it. It's something that's like a bond we share. It's a passion of music that we share, and we started playing for like weddings and gigs together, and we thought, well, why don't we make a business out of this? This is what we love to do anyway. So we started our business called Together Productions with a Two. We have a website, which is togetherproductions.com. And from there, we, like I said, we do weddings, gigs, even wrote a jingle for a news station in the cities. I write music for film for some local film directors in the Twin Cities, teach piano. Andy teaches guitar and voice. So as you can tell, like every day is an adventure for us musically, and it's exciting because it's never the same.
That's great. With that, we have a few tunes from Andy and Catherine that we're going to share with you, and then we will be back to talk about Rock and Roll Christmas.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
This is Becky Mitchell joining you from the Holmes Theater. With me, I have Catherine Canoodle Karg and Andy Karg. So Andy and Catherine Karg. So are you performing other shows other than the Christmas series, or is this kind of the first go at the public performance together where you're kind of touring a little bit?
Yeah, our initial goal for this CD, this album we put out, initially we wanted to just have this for our friends and family, and it kind of grew, and we challenged ourselves, hey, you know, you're from Detroit Lakes, we have this album, let's go to Detroit Lakes and play. And, you know, what can we do? What would be the best thing to do? So going to the Holmes Theater was our number one idea on the top of our list. Other than that, we're going to be hitting some small venues in the town, too, in the next week that we're excited about. So we're keeping it very local to start off with. Now, we do have kind of big dreams and aspirations to, you know, through the years, maybe develop this and take the show on the road. That would be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. So if you were coming out to the performance on Sunday, what sort of music, traditional Christmas music or any originals, what can the listener expect?
Yeah, well, like we said, it's off of our Christmas album. So on the hottest day of the summer, we were recording Let It Snow. And so it's a lot of like traditional Christmas music, but Andy wrote this amazing original Christmas song entitled A Very Merry Christmas, which is the name of our CD and the name of our concert. So it's everything off the CD. But what we're really doing for the show is trying to make it bigger than just playing at like a coffee shop or something like that. We have a whole band backing us up. We have local musician and piano teacher April Spades, who's going to be playing with us a little bit. We have local drummer John Grimsley, who he lives in Colorado now, but he's from Detroit Lakes as well. And then I have this amazing bass player that I met when I finished college at McNally Smith. In St. Paul. He plays upright bass and electric bass, so he's coming up to join us too. And on top of that, we have Santa Claus coming. He's going to hand out candy canes to kids. We have some kids coming up on the last song to join us on his original. Like, I can't think of everything that's going on, but it's a really fun, laid-back, interactive concert that is just really going to put people in the Christmas spirit.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
listening, children, listen, we hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Mitchell joining you from the Holmes Theater. With me I have Catherine Canoodle Karg and Andy Karg. So Andy and Catherine Karg, is there anything else as we're ending that you'd like to share or any last thoughts?
No, we just want to let everyone know that we appreciate the support, especially like when I was Miss Minnesota. I felt so much support from the town, and now that we're doing this venture together as a married couple, we want to thank everyone that can make it, and even if you can't make it, just for supporting us, it means the world to us, and we're really looking forward to Sunday, and we hope to see everyone there.
Great. So once again, that concert is this Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m., and for tickets, you can call the box office at 844-7469.
The moon is right, the spirit's up. Ooh.
funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.